Fair. We had a conflict that weekend that we really couldn't avoid, but we were able to spend this weekend. We went up to Thomas County Fair. They had their parade, and this was the back end of the fair, so we did the parade and went to the car show and spent time in the pavilion and was able to catch the turtle races. And we also, I had not done this, we played bingo, and then I realized that there's chicken bingo.
No. Chicken bingo.
And now, have you ever done? Are you familiar with chicken bingo?
No, enlighten us.
Well, I'd never seen this before.
Does a chicken pick the balls?
No, it's a little more crude than that.
The chicken deposits a marker somewhere, huh?
Boy, listen, Rick, he knows something about everything, even though he doesn't realize it.
Right.
You've got this double decker cage. So at the bottom, you've got a cage with a couple of chickens in it, a couple of hens. And then up on the top deck, you've got this board, bingo board, okay? And it's covered with chicken wire. And so evidently, you all put in $5, contribute $5 to pick a square. And what they do then is they put the hen up there, and whichever square the hen poops on is the winner.
You know what? At the fair, I think last year, Lincoln County Fair, they had an animal that was in a pen, and they had sections, and you could eat one section, and whichever one he pooped in, it was similar. It wasn't a chicken. Yeah. It was a larger animal, but yeah, same idea.
So, only in Nebraska, I guess, huh?
Only at a fair in Nebraska.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I'm thinking, okay, it's the one that it sits down in or whatever. Sure. No, it's the one it poops in.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right. Doesn't take much to entertain us, does it?
Yeah, it really doesn't. It really doesn't.
Did you win?
No, we had to leave before that. We did go down to Stapleton. There's the annual Stapleton Fireman Fundraiser barbecue, and so we wanted to get down to that this year, and so we got there, and so it was a full weekend. Yeah, spent a little bit of time at the Lincoln County Fair, and which is wrapping up, of course, this week. But this coming weekend is the really big weekend.
Yeah.
So this coming weekend we have Brady Days. So we've got a parade at, I believe, 10 o'clock in the morning in Brady. And then from Brady, we head to Stapleton for their parade. And then from Stapleton, we're going on up to Mullen. And the Hooker County Fair Parade is on Saturday as well. So we're going to take
in three parades. So do you unveil the new parade vehicle
for
this?
Oh, okay. We did that last weekend. We've got the 68 Camaro SS. And it was a lot of fun. I have to admit that we've had the car for 2 weeks now, and we got up there, and it's a 68 Camaro SS 396, at least badged a 396, and it's convertible. So we get up to the parade, and I've not opened the convertible top yet. So I mean, how complicated could that be? You know.
Uh-huh.
So we unhook, unlatch it. We're trying to lift
it
up.
It's not a button anymore.
Well, I'm looking for the button. Okay, I can't find the button. So we're thinking, well, it must be manual. No, it's not manual.
No.
So fortunately, there were a couple guys there that are car guys that came over, and they're looking around and. They're checking the same things I am, and finally one of them goes underneath. Nope, here's a switch clear underneath the dash. If you weren't stooping over and looking upside down, you would not have found it. And there was a rocker switch down there, and lo and behold, that we were able to raise the top. So I was going to
and everything up. With the raising and connecting all worked.
Everything up. Worked. Good. Oh yeah, everything worked fine. This car was a ground up restoration, so it's
very good.
But I really like the car. Julie's not as fond of the sound system. Let's say the sound system being the exhaust. And so it's.
That's awful closed-minded.
I thought so too, but you know.
My apologies, Julie.
But I would tell you this, that I did drive it probably about 100 miles. And I would tell you that as good a looking as they built those cars back in the day, boy, they didn't. And at the time, they probably rolled pretty good, I suppose, compared to a Model A or Model T. But comparing it to modern day cars, okay, they're not the best ride in the world.
You're not taking that to Lincoln and back.
No, I don't think so. And but this does have a new exhaust system on it, but it's definitely made to leave a. You won't be real. You won't do a lot of surveillance work.
You're not sneaking up on anybody.
You're not sneaking up on anybody with this car.
No. You know, in my camp group, and you just committed the sin that'll trigger this. Anybody that has anything, weapon, vehicle, whatever, and they make any disparaging remark about it, the first thing that comes up is, I'll give you $50 for it.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Say, Senator, we're going.
Oh, I had several people that were willing to trade me, but I didn't see anything that I was quite willing to trade for just yet.
Well, okay. So, Brady, Stapleton, Mullen, you'll know when your state senator goes through. You're going to hear him.
Yes, well, you will, although it's not as bad as an idol. It's just that when you really open it up, it's when it really does kind of cackle.
When the parade's done, that's when you take
that's
off.
That's right.
They'll know when you're leaving town,
yeah,
right?
That's exactly right. So, but no, it's been, I really enjoy that. You know, it's really a great opportunity to really get one-on-one with people. And you know, what I've tried to do with the newspaper articles and really some time here is to really kind of give people some backstory, some insight on what we did in the legislature. And so most of my articles this summer are still going to focus on bills that were passed, issues we've talked about, and just kind of what happened this last legislative session. But I really enjoy getting out in these settings and really kind of finding out what's on people's minds and what are their concerns, what do we need to be doing, what haven't we done. And then part of it, too, is just educating them on all the things that have been done and how how some of the process works as well.
Absolutely. Let's talk voter ID. I know that was a subject. We've been talking a lot of property tax valuation protests. I think we're through that now. And I know the commissioners and I think you mentioned pretty much everybody's now going to turn their attention to budget season. But and I'm sure we'll get our time on that. But let's talk voter ID.
Well, voter ID, again, it was a very contentious situation. We had a ballot initiative last November. It passed overwhelmingly, something I strongly supported as well. And what it requires is that if you're going to vote, you have to show a form you have to have an ID.
Government issued ID.
And actually, it's actually a photo ID that has your address and so on the ID.
Okay.
It doesn't have to necessarily be government ID issued, okay?
And, really? That's surprising to me.
Well, that's where some of the uniqueness comes in. If you read what the initiative was, it was that it had to be a valid photo ID. That's what the initiative said. That's what the vote was for. So there were a lot of emails from people saying, hey, the bill isn't really what I voted for. Well, actually, it is what you voted for, okay, because it was not more specific than that. And the reason it wasn't, and part of the reason it wasn't, is because of the Voter Registration Act of 1993. That would be the National Voter Registration Act passed on the federal level. And so in any federal election where you're electing candidates serving at the federal level and you're going to be required to follow these rules as it relates to voter registration. It was also referred to as the motor voter bill, okay, where you could go to a motor vehicle, Department of Motor Vehicles, and you could register to vote. And you were also there. This has a whole list of requirements that were placed on the state that allowed for voter registration. And the place it could be done also where you receive your SNAP payments and different agencies, you could register to vote. So when you start looking at all of the pieces of the Voter Registration Act of 1993, the legislature really had their hands tied in terms of how far they could go in creating these rules. I think we all know that at the end of the day, what we were looking for is we want to know that our voting process is fair. We want to make sure that the people that are eligible vote have the ability to vote and have the opportunity to vote, and we want to make sure that they only vote once. We want to make sure that people that are that nefarious people coming in wanting to do things to try to swing the election are not allowed to do so. And one way to do that is to make sure that every ballot is connected with a valid ID,
right.
The key word being valid ID. So it would include, you could have an ID from a hospital, from a nursing home. Those are all included in valid IDs. But I think people need to understand that that ID must be shown when you show up to vote. There are also rules in terms of if you do a mail-in ballot, and keep in mind, I believe there's 9 counties in the state that are all mail-in. Okay, they do no in-person voting. It's all mail-in. In fact, my home county of Clay County is one of the counties that's all voter that you'll mail it in. So then you have to get your ballot, and so to request the ballot, you have to write down your ID number or take a photocopy of your ID, send that with the ballot for them to mail you a ballot back to be able to with the application so that you can actually send your ballot in. So the Secretary of State's office now is working on the final pieces, to work with the counties and work with all the elected election officials now in a training program. And then his website will also be giving you rules and laying everything out, because this will first be used now in the May primary. And that's why it was so critically important that we get something passed this year. It's important also to note that there was a tremendous amount of time that went into this. There were basically 3 bills that were introduced in the legislature. Senator Brewer's bill, which he was chairman of the committee, Military Affairs Committee, and his bill was LB 514. But then also Senator Slama had a bill, and Senator Erdman had a bill. And so there was tremendous debate in committee. The hearings were fairly intense. We spent the entire legislative session really with them debating this in committee, and we were running almost out of time to get this bill passed, and it had to get done because they were having so much trouble getting agreement on the fine, the details of this. So I would not, I don't think this is the final iteration of how voter ID will work. I do think it's the first step, and I think it's probably a good bill in terms of taking the first step, and then we'll kind of see where it goes from there. And you can bet that there will be continued work to fine-tune this and make it better, but I think it's a good step forward. At the end of the day, we need to be cognizant of the fact that we want everybody to have the opportunity to vote. When you have less than 50% of your citizens that are voting, that are eligible to vote, the last thing you want to do is create more impediments, but at the same time, we want to make sure that people are only voting once, and only the eligible people to vote are the ones that are voting.
But what has passed will be implemented in May at this point, right?
Yes, it will.
And that probably won't be changed, next session, for the May primary.
No, any changes that would be done in this next session would likely be for future years.
Okay, it wouldn't even be for the general.
I would not expect it to be, unless it would be something really minor, because the Secretary of State's office is going to need quite a bit of lead time to get all this stuff ready.
Yeah, there's some work to be done. And obviously, the mail-in side is going to take a decent amount of more work for offices in the counties and for the people.
Yeah, that's correct. But I can tell you there was a lot of thought that went into it. There was a lot of debate. There were some hard feelings. I know that this is a very divisive issue. I think at the end of the day, the bill does comply with what was on the initiative. I think it was a very good step forward. I believe we had just short of unanimous vote in favor of the bill. There were 47 yes votes, I believe, on the bill. I could check that, but it was pretty strongly supported there at the end. And a lot of people are saying we should have had a special session and come back and debated it more. And frankly, we could have debated it more and more. That nothing was going to change. I think everybody was ready to get this move forward. Let's see how it works. And let's just be prepared to make changes over the next 4 years if we need to, if we think it didn't quite work.
Interesting. All right. So that'll be implemented very soon. We'll be talking May primary here very, very quickly here, as that's around the corner. So and in kind of a trial process, but a trial into by fire. I mean, it's going to be implemented in an actual election. So we'll see. Hopefully, maybe we'll have to make changes.
Well, I think the Secretary of State will have a booth at the state fair, and I think that'll be an opportunity for people to get additional information. So if you're going to the state fair and you want to get some literature there, you know, you certainly can pick it up at the Secretary of State's booth. And then they'll also, his website will also have additional information. So you'll be seeing a lot of information coming out. Certainly once we get past the first of the year, I would expect that they'll really be pushing hard and getting people educated on what they're going to need.
State Senator Mike Jacobson here with us this morning. Anything else you want to touch on today?
Well, I can tell you that we keep looking at these storms. I did get a chance. I ran down to the farm. I heard that we had some storms that could pass through, so I went down there yesterday afternoon. And my heart was beginning to sink as I was 2 miles north of the farm on Highway 14. I drove past a farm that I don't think they're going to need a combine to complete the harvest.
Yeah.
Really bad, bad hail. I'd heard some of that hail was softball size. And in fact, someone had told me that there was a hailstone that somebody picked up, and they tried to put it on. They had a picture of it in a Cool Whip container, and it wouldn't fit in the Cool Whip container. I would not want to get hit by one of those.
Okay.
So got to the field, and I got a little bit of wind. Doesn't look like any green snap, but there was some hail that dropped there, but it doesn't look like it did much damage. And usually you can tell by the soybean fields. If it doesn't take much, and the soybean field looked great. But my hometown of Sutton got hit by a tornado. And so they've got the north half, everything north of the tracks is closed off. And I think the individual I use for my farm insurance, the roof of his building, I think the frontage is still there, but the roof's gone, the back of the building's gone. And so, there was some pretty strong damage. And I'd heard Callaway took a pretty hard hit as well from the storm. Yeah. So not good.
Yeah, and may not be done. There's chances pretty much nightly for the rest of the week. So stay safe, and let's hope we can get a harvest out of all this. I know that you're right around. I mean, heck, just right here on the outskirts of town, there's some stripped up cornfields pretty good already. So.
Well, and particularly here, I looked last year. It was so dry here, and a lot of farmers didn't raise a crop at all. It dried out. Ranchers were pulling cows off. This year we've gotten good rains, but even I think they're driving back and forth to Lincoln. They're in Waco. A year ago, they had a really bad hailstorm that came through and wiped out corn and soybeans. Same place this year.
I have some friends that are in York, and one lives just east of York, and he was saying it missed him by a half mile, but on toward Waco and Utica, it just hammered things.
Yes. And when soybeans get hit, there's nothing left.
Right. You're going to know that pretty quick.
That's right.
State Senator Mike Jacobson, well, thank you so much for the time. Enjoy Brady Days, Logan, Hooker County Fairs as those get underway here this week. And we'll talk to you next Monday. You'll be well rested, hopefully, by next Monday.
Well, hopefully that will be the case. And so we're looking forward to the time that this will be a big weekend. We're really looking forward to it.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in, as always.